Rosetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missanelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. Good morning, Philadelphia. How you doing? Joe Torti here with you. 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until 10 o'clock. This Week in Pro Football joins at that time with Pat Callahan. We are taking you all the way up to and including the preview, the dreaded pick segment, all kinds of good stuff. And we begin, of course, as we do. It wouldn't be right on a Dallas week to start anywhere other than with your Philadelphia Eagles. Heard some good juju stuff going on earlier. We heard Golden Tate's mom on with Mike Missanelli in the afternoon show. We've been hearing all kinds of good vibes and good previews for this game. There's a whole lot of confidence regarding the Eagles' ability to take down the Dallas Cowboys. And I would say, you know what? For good reason. However, the more and more that I think about it, I sit back and, you know, I don't like to manufacture storylines. I don't like to go and force a square peg into a round hole when it comes to what is actually important when it comes to the Eagles and what is not. So I found myself in kind of a weird spot here. Ahead of the game against the Dallas Cowboys, Sunday Night Football, so you get the premier game of the week. Eyes of the nation are going to be on you. And there's just no real heat to this game whatsoever. I mean, as best as I can tell, the kind of attitude surrounding this game, for all except, like, you know, the most diehards, is like, yeah, whatever, it's another game. It's not necessarily special because it's the Dallas Cowboys. And I was trying to figure out why that was and why this game feels like, don't get me wrong, it's an important game for the Eagles. It's important for them in terms of their designs on the division and everything else. But it does strike me as odd when this was the game that, you know, Eagles fans totally defined their seasons by some years, when the Super Bowl was out of the question, when the team wasn't excellent, when the team wasn't going to be competing for, you know, the ultimate prize. It was like a consolation if the team was able to beat Dallas. There was so much, whether it was because of the America's team nonsense or whether it was just the divisional rivalry or whatever, Dallas was the team, kind of like the measuring stick for a lot of Philadelphia Eagles seasons. And for some people, that might be because Dallas had all the success that they had over the course of, you know, the 80s and 90s, and while the America's team moniker was being developed in the 70s and 80s and all that kind of stuff. That might have been why in the past there was some juice, but it didn't make any sense anyway, because the Cowboys haven't won anything in 20 plus years, 1996, right? They haven't won anything in that entire time. So it's not like you're measuring yourself against the gold standard in the NFL anymore. It's not like the Cowboys are this team that is absolutely 100% in the conversation for the premier franchises that exist. I think instead, one of the reasons that the Eagles were able to move on, because despite the fact they didn't lose, you know, they didn't win in 22 years, there was still a lot of buzz and a lot of hype for Dallas week. Bear with me here, friends, because I'm going to go across sports for just a moment. I would argue that it's similar to the feelings that Flyers fans had, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago when it came to Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Realistically, understanding that there's no real Stanley Cup chance for the Flyers, there's still all of this energy and all of this passion for a team, and it has to be directed somewhere. It has to just be put into the universe somewhere. So instead of positivity rooting for the team, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to say the Flyers fans are negative or that Eagles fans are negative. I'm not trying to say that. But the energy and the passion and the emotion came out in a negative way towards the Pittsburgh Penguins, for example, and Sidney Crosby in particular. Similarly, I would say that in years where the Eagles weren't necessarily Super Bowl contenders, there had to be an outlet. There had to be a target for the energy, and it's the Dallas Cowboys. And it's Tony Romo, and it's Dak Prescott, and it's, you know, all of these other guys. For example, buddy that I have speaks for Eagles fans, I think. We were having this conversation in college. And of course, you know, this was years ago, so who knows what we actually knew versus what we know now. But we were walking to the gym, and there were four of us, and I was talking to my buddy, and I also went to school with twins that were Giants fans and Cowboys fans in the same house. One was a Cowboys fan, one was a Giants fan. And Chris was an Eagles fan, so we had, you know, the whole group represented. This sums things up. We were talking about playing quarterback in the NFL and what that would be like. And how it almost wouldn't even matter. Once you make it to that level, if you get to play for any team, obviously it's a tremendous honor and you'd be super excited about it or whatever. But the point came up, is the premier job, is the best thing that you could possibly do in terms of NFL football, is the best thing that you could do to be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys? And my friend Chris turned to the group and was absolutely stone cold, resolute, would not be talked out of it. He said, absolutely not. If I had to be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, I would probably consider it, but there's just as good a chance I'd be like, no, I'm good, than to do it. Now, that's a lot of money to leave on the table, to not be an NFL quarterback just because you don't like the team that you'd be drafted to. But holy smokes, you talk about the dedication that existed in the early 2010s or the late 2000s. That's where it was. Fast forward to today, and this is just another game. The fact that the Eagles won the Super Bowl and are considered one of the upper echelon teams in the NFL, even at 4-4, there's only a one game difference, right, between the Cowboys and the Eagles. But it just feels like there is such a chasm between the talent levels of the respected teams and the direction that the Eagles are trending versus where the Cowboys are headed. It's hard to put a finger on, but when you consider all of it, you look at the history between the two teams, you look at the history of the respective teams, and you look at where they are right now with Philadelphia coming off of a Super Bowl win and the Dallas Cowboys not even sniffing it. It's pretty easy to tell why exactly this turned into something that's not exactly the most exciting game for people. Now, don't get me wrong, there's still going to be a fair amount, and by the time tomorrow rolls around, a better than fair amount of excitement for Dallas week. It's a big game. This can be a knockout punch game for the Eagles. They can ultimately be able to put the total bucket of water on the Dallas fire. It's more like an ember or smolder now in terms of winning the NFC East, but you can deliver a full-on knockout punch. And it's a game that the Eagles would love to have. Getting to 5-4 instead of being at 4-5, especially with a divisional game, I think it matters a whole lot. It's going to be cold. It's going to be smash-mouth football. It's going to be something that the Eagles can get excited about. and that the fans can get excited about. But in terms of having that Dallas Week juice, I'm just not sure that that exists. Your phone number to join the conversation is 610-632-0975. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. The question from 97.5 The Fanatic's Twitter account: does this rivalry still mean as much to you? And if it does or if it doesn't, I want to know why, because I'm curious to see how this works. I'm fascinated by the idea that, you know, a rivalry like that could fizzle out. Okay, so also, I wanted to get to basketball stuff really quickly, because big win last night, but there was also news that came out regarding Zaire Smith and what he would be able to bring to the table, what's the update on his recovery and everything else. And there's a lot of conflicting and mixed information out there, so I'll deliver as best I can what I see to be put out there. Zaire Smith has experienced yet another in a long line of these Sixers bizarre injuries. Here's a statement that came out last night from the Sixers on Smith. Zaire Smith is recovering well after receiving additional medical treatment for complications derived from the allergic reaction that initially required a thoracoscopy. His return to athletic training has yet to be determined, and as such, there is no timetable for his return to play. I had to look that up myself, and we'll get to it in a second. A team source has said that 2019 is not even a given. So he's done for the calendar year, no question, and even then, they're not sure. Smith was, you'll remember this, originally sidelined over the summer, had the broken foot, was expected to return literally any time now, in like a couple of weeks in December. While recovering from surgery, a food-related allergic reaction required Smith to have a thoracoscopy. Now, what is that? It is a minimally invasive surgery procedure in which a thin, lighted scope with a video camera is inserted into the chest through a small incision. It allows the surgeon to view the outside of the lungs and the space between the lungs and the chest wall. Now, let me say this first. Somebody's health is important. Food allergies are no joke. I hope that Zaire Smith is recovering and that he's doing well. And I hope that he makes a speedy and full recovery. But what is happening with this? A full allergy panel revealed that Smith is allergic to sesame and a host of other foods. They knew that he had a peanut allergy. Meals were individually prepared at the team facility with that allergy in mind. And yet the team source says he may have taken something with sesame in it from the facility. Now, on one hand, and Dylan McKinnon, my producer this morning, shaking his head. I understand. But on one hand, you know that he has a peanut allergy. That doesn't necessarily mean that you know that he has a sesame allergy. Right? So I don't know how much of this I'm like, come on, Sixers, you screwed up again. However, when you look at it over the course of their entire body of work, you're thinking, if there was a team that got one of their players sick and delayed a recovery, of course it's the Philadelphia 76ers. Obviously.
This is starting to get ugly.
Yes, Timmy, I agree. And to quote John Gruden, this is starting to border on the ridiculous. It's where we are. Here's the disappointing thing about all of it, right? Is that I'm freaking numb to this. I'm like, yeah, of course he's not playing this year. I'm just used to not having rookies play. We were trying to go through the list. I think Jahlil Okafor is the only one of the last five first-round picks who has played. outside of like Landry Shamet. But I mean the top picks, the number one picks that a team makes, four out of the first five have not played. I'm just like, yep, okay, that's standard. I'm used to that. What's that with Jahlil Okafor in his second year? It's like the world's worst meniscus tear. Okay. Oh, what's that? Ben Simmons' Jones fracture, which is initially expected to keep him out until December. That's going to be something that goes and rolls all the way through the season, and he's going to be back next year. Okay. Joel Embiid's not going to play for two straight years. He's just not going to... All right. We just get used to it. It's desensitizing.
I hope y'all keep trusting the process.
Like, Joel Embiid is worth the wait, and Ben Simmons is clearly worth the wait. But if you get frustrated, and then you flip over to, like, Phoenix, for example, and you see what our friend Mikal Bridges is doing over there, you're like, oh, okay, that's a guy who might have been a pretty decent fit over this way. I know that he's not lighting the world on fire, but he's had himself some good games in the early going. And it makes you wonder, wow, that 2021 pick, where, by the way, high school players will not be eligible for that draft, that had better be a good one. Hope that's going to pay off. Here's what I don't understand, and we were talking about this before the show started. All of these mystery injuries, these mystery diagnoses, and more to the point, these mystery timetables for recovery made a ton of sense because people would call in to my show and others and say that it's all part of the tank, say that it's all part of the Sixers processing, doing everything that they can to lose games. Why would you play your most talented players if you were trying to lose games? And the logic makes a ton of sense. It really does. However, this is supposed to be the not together we build Sixers. This is supposed to be the here they come Sixers. And yet, here we are in the same exact situation as we were with every other first-round pick, every other top pick that the Sixers have made. Smith won't return in 2018, so that just means that he's out for December. But 2019 is apparently still in question. And by the way, for the record, and I'm not trying to say anything negative about Zaire Smith's game either, but he wasn't expected to contribute much this season to begin with because he was playing power forward at Texas Tech at 6'4". So he will not be playing power forward here with Philadelphia, transitioning to the wing. He could help you on defense. His offense is going to be, you know, a work in progress. We've seen these project players develop quickly when they've been able to play and when they've been able to get out there and have the team, as Doug Peterson would put it, put their hands on him and stuff like that. I don't see that happening for any time soon with respect to Zaire Smith. So with that being the case then, I hope that you're used to waiting because there's going to be more and more waiting when it comes to integrating this guy into what the Sixers hope is a championship-level rotation. 610-632-0975. Take your reaction to, of course, both the Philadelphia Eagles-Dallas week. Is the Dallas rivalry as important to you as it's always been? If so, why, given the Cowboys' lack of success? And if not, why not? I mean, it's a traditional rivalry between two teams that seem to genuinely dislike each other. Where does it go away? What happened to it? Also, when it comes down to Sixers, we're just getting used to now these first-round picks not being around, not being available. It kind of sickens me in a way to have this be, to use Doug Peterson's words, the new norm when it comes to the Sixers. But it's not really all that new. We've been used to this for quite some time. Tony S. tweets in, at Prime Panther. Until all the scum who have never stepped foot in Texas yet wear the star have realized the error of their ways, Dallas and the Cockroach fans will always suck. Well, speaking of that, The Fanatic invites you to hang with us for a Dallas Sucks pregame show at Sugar House Casino this Sunday starting at 5 p.m. Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Givens, Bob Cooney for the pregame show and then stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Andrew Sauchunas. This week's big prize is a trip to see the Birds play in Dallas December 9th. Be at Fishtown Hops starting at 5 p.m. Sign up to win airfare, hotel, and tickets to the game made possible by Tullamore Dew. Celebrate every TD with TD. Tullamore Dew, the world's smoothest Irish whiskey. Watch the game on Fishtown Hops is huge. 10x10 big screen dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, $12 Miller Lite buckets, and plenty of free parking presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner, supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. Open phone lines for you right now at 610-632-0975 as we're getting into both of those things. You know that I always bring this up, and I always like to share this with you. Oddshark is that computer simulation software that kind of predicts games and runs simulations and figures out the way that things might go. As you may already be aware, your Philadelphia Eagles are 7-point favorites against the Dallas Cowboys at home on Sunday night. The projected score from oddshark.com is Philadelphia 31.9 and Dallas 11.9. That is a 20-point victory predicted by the computer simulations. It's no serious contender through the NFC East or in the NFC East through 9 weeks of the season. So this could be a game where the Eagles stake their claim and say that, you know, they're going to start ripping off some wins in a row here. They'll have to do it against their division. I anticipate it's going to be very difficult when it comes to the Eagles playing in their non-divisional games. However, with the Steelers doing them a favor by dismantling the Panthers, it's tough to tell the way that New Orleans is going to respond in a couple of games here. Obviously, they're going to be locked up in a tough one against Cincinnati before visiting the Eagles or before hosting the Eagles next week. This season could break the proper way for the Eagles. The possibility 100% exists. But it all kind of starts on Sunday night with the ability to dispatch the Dallas Cowboys. And that'll go a long way towards determining whether this team could be considered actually for real or not an actual NFC contender. Maybe an NFC East contender. But not so much in terms of the conference. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Don't miss the ribbon-cutting event at Recovery Centers of America at Devon on Wednesday, November 14th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Visit the community events page on 975thefanatic.com for details. Joe Torti, I'll take you up until 10 o'clock. Pat Callahan joins for This Week in Pro Football, then on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Join 97.5 The Fanatic for our Dallas Sucks pregame show this Sunday for your chance to see the Birds take on Dallas in Dallas.
Be at Fishtown Hops starting at 5 and sign up to win airfare, hotel, and tickets to the game.
Made possible by Tullamore Dew. Celebrate every TD with TD. Tullamore Dew, the world's smoothest Irish whiskey. Yes! You gotta be there to win, so join us at Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. Try samples of Tullamore Dew. Watch the Birds take on the Cowgirls and register to win your chance to see them again in Dallas.
Go to 975thefanatic.com to learn more.
Please enjoy Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey responsibly.
It's not just any TV.
Mom, can we watch something on YouTube?
Sure, honey.
It's Xfinity X1, which gives you customizable streaming TV with your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, Pandora, and more. All in one place on the big screen.
No, wait, let's watch Netflix.
And you can find your favorites by speaking into your X1 voice remote.
Show me Stranger Things.
Plus, with XFi delivering the best Wi-Fi experience, streaming is easier than ever.
Oh, are we having a Netflix marathon? Count me in.
It's customizable streaming TV from Xfinity that makes life simple, easy, awesome.
get a special offer on Xfinity Internet TV and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 11-18-18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. Over 200 people die from a drug overdose every day. That's nearly 75,000 people per year. Chances are you know someone struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol right now, but for whatever reason, we don't like to talk about it. Addiction is not just some sign of weakness. Addiction is a disease, and we need to treat it like a disease, not something that we should be ashamed of. Recovery Centers of America can help you or a loved one as you go down your road to recovery. Call them right now at 1-800-RECOVERY. They'll take your call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can check in anytime, day or night. They'll even pick you up and drive you to one of their very welcoming and comforting treatment centers. It takes great courage to accept help with your addiction, but it's a very worthwhile step. I recently took a tour of RCA at Devon. Everyone I met there was warm and welcoming. The kind of people you want to make you feel comfortable. Don't fight the disease of addiction alone. Call them right now at 1-800-RECOVERY. And if you're not ready to speak to someone, that's okay. Visit them online at recoverycentersofamerica.com. Don't be another statistic. Call 1-800-RECOVERY now.
From shredding to printing, the UPS store does every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. And this holiday, when the other guys are closing, we're doing another ing altogether. Opening. So while we're busy notarizing and faxing, consulting and mailboxing, packing and shipping, well, they're not really doing much of anything. Opening this holiday, the UPS store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Nick's driving through a nasty storm and counting down the minutes until he gets to his in-laws.
We're here.
But one thing he didn't count on? Being there an extra day because he didn't test his car battery.
Oh, no.
Think ahead. Think advance. At any time, one in four batteries is about to fail. Get free battery testing plus batteries that deliver more performance and starting power in extreme conditions starting at $79.99 with free installation. Only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Some stores
are just stores.
Are you almost done, Mom?
And then there's our store. Guess where we're going, everyone?
Yay!
Come and experience the newly upgraded Berlin Farmers Market. With over 75 indoor stores and over 500 outside vendors on the weekends, there is something for the whole family. Open Thursday through Sunday on Clementon Road in Berlin. Online at berlinfarmersmarket.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
I'm riled up. Our Philly sports teams aren't playing up to their potential. After last year, we all were expecting much more. It's time to step up and play like true contenders. Home and business owners, when the cold weather arrives, you need your heater to step up and perform. Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales have set the standard for over 50 years. The right choice right now, Duquesne is reliable, affordable, and easy to install. Go to RileySales.com. RileySales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get that job done right.
Join Sal Palantonio for the Sal Pal Football Hour live from Ocean Prime, Philadelphia, Tuesday, November 13th from 6 to 7 p.m. Presented by Gabbiano and Lyric by Etude Wine. Get there early to enjoy the Ocean Prime Happy Hour menu offered every weekday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Enjoy a glass of wine from their Wine Spectator Honored Wine List and enjoy any of their featured appetizers from their special lounge menu. Sal Palantonio live from Ocean Prime, Philadelphia, Tuesday, November 13th from 6 to 7 p.m. Make your reservation now at ocean-prime.com. Or call 215-563-0163.
This is Mike Missanelli. Tune in to hear Brian Westbrook and I break down the birds every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. presented by my guys at Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at landisbc.com.
Sports talk for Phoenixville and all of Chester County.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti here with you, 97.5. The Fanatic. Dylan McKinnon is producing this morning. Dallas at Philadelphia. 7-point favorites are the Eagles at home. Dallas playing on a short week. They lost 28-14 on Monday night, which, gross. That game set football back, watching them against Tennessee. Philadelphia, meanwhile, hasn't played since October 28th. A lot of good rest. Now, since 2000, the Eagles are 16-3 straight up and 12-6-1 against the spread when having more than a week off. That mark includes demolishing Dallas last November, 37-9, when Philly trailed at halftime before going 30-0 on the run in the second half. Now, part of that was because Dak Prescott threw three interceptions and lost a fumble that was returned for a touchdown. But the Eagles drove 90, 85, and 75 yards on scoring drives in that win. And now here's the success of Doug Peterson at home has also been pretty remarkable. Since he took over as the team's head coach prior to the 2016 season, Philadelphia is 9-1 against the spread at home when coming off an against the spread victory. So the 10 contests had an average margin of 19 points per game. On the flip side, of course, the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, as you know, 0-7 straight up, 1-6 against the spread under Jason Garrett after having played their previous game on Monday night. So after Monday night games, there you go. In the past four instances, Cowboys lost by an average score of 29-17. Double digits on average. Some other trends here that I'll share with you as well, but in the early going, all of that leads you to believe that the Eagles should not have any problems with Dallas. They're a better team. I like Dallas's defensive line. I don't like Dallas's secondary. Eagles have the better quarterback. Eagles clearly have the better head coach. I think that combination does a whole lot for you when you're trying to figure out how these games are going to fit, how they're going to work. If you have the head coaching advantage, you have the quarterback advantage, you probably have an advantage in the game, especially when I don't see Dallas having that X-factor difference maker in order to take down, you know, a team that's better than you. In particular, like, for example, the one guy that I would think about is Amari Cooper. And I would think that Amari Cooper, based on what he did, you know, last December against the Eagles, and, you know, he's a good player, talented player, still very young. He could potentially be one of those X-factor guys. I just don't see Amari Cooper being enough. That's a position that's dependent on the quarterback's ability to get him the ball. And I'm just not sure that Dak's going to have that success against the Eagles this week. There's a lot of people picking Philadelphia. Confidence level being quite high. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. This team, by the way, the Eagles, have won 19 of their last 25 straight up, and they've won 13 of their last 16 at the link. When Carson Wentz plays and Philly's been favored at home, team's 11-3 straight up, 9-5 against the spread. Meanwhile, this should make you feel good if you're a Cowboys fan out there, just tuning into the radio on the weekend. The Cowboys are one of five NFL teams, and pay attention because this is a who's who of excellence, along with the Browns, the Raiders, the Packers, and the 49ers, without a road victory this year. In four games away from home in 2018, Dallas has averaged 13.5 points per game with more turnovers, 8, than touchdowns, 5. They have not finished a road game this season with more than 17 points. I don't like being overconfident. I hate it, in fact. I think that anytime you say that something's a lock or it's stone cold or whatever, you're setting yourself up to be disappointed. However, based on the information that we have available to us and the trends and everything else, it's hard to see anything that would give you pause when it comes to the Eagles having an easy time of it, or at least a comfortable time of it on Sunday night. It's hard to see that. Now, of course, the NFL is an any-given-Sunday league. Anything can happen. So, naturally, the Eagles are not going to be taking Dallas lightly. It's a divisional game that they need to have as well. But, man, if you just look at the history, if you look at the betting trends, if you look at the way that these teams are heading in kind of opposite directions, there's a lot of reasons to like the Philadelphia Eagles against the Dallas Cowboys Sunday night. 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Open phone lines if you want to grab them right now. When it comes to the Eagles, disappointing news may not have been as disappointing as we thought. Doug Peterson spoke yesterday. Obviously, the big news Eagles-related that was breaking was that Darren Sproles suffered an injury setback in practice. I don't know what here's the thing. Doug Peterson said that Darren Sproles was 100% healthy coming into this week before Sproles suffered a setback in practice on Wednesday. Probably not true then that he was 100% healthy, but whatever. It means that Sproles, who's 35 years old, is going to miss his eighth game in a row with the hamstring injury. Now, a lot of fans, and you know what, I think that you'd be well within your rights to say this, think the Eagles should move on from Darren Sproles. But Doug Peterson thinks that Sproles will return at some point this season. Says, I'm optimistic that he could play. Yes, I am. That's the God's honest truth. I've pointed this out before. I like Darren Sproles. I think he's a good player, and I think that he's added a ton to the Eagles when he has been healthy and been available. If the Eagles had to make a decision on one running back and they had to choose LeGarrette Blount or Darren Sproles, and they chose LeGarrette Blount, this might be a completely different conversation. If that happened, they chose Darren Sproles, that has negatively impacted the team in a dramatic way. I'm not saying that LeGarrette Blount solves all the team's woes, but especially with the injury to Jay Ajayi, it hurts when you don't have a guy like that. Dave Zangaro from NBC Sports Philadelphia, not exactly pulling punches when it comes to his assessment of this situation. Peterson seems somewhat defensive on the topic of Sproles' lengthy recovery and why the Eagles have seemed to have so many soft tissue injuries this season. Peterson said there wasn't mystery surrounding Sproles' injury. People heal at different times. And Zangaro goes on to point out, at this point, the Eagles have wasted a roster spot on Sproles for the minimum length of time he would have needed to be on injured reserve. In hindsight, that's probably the route the Eagles should have gone with Sproles. Instead, he's been inactive in every game for 2 months and counting. That streak was set to come to an end until Wednesday's practice, and now it won't. So a worthwhile question, you know, roster spots and everything like that. In particular, right, DeAndre Carter gets waived, promptly scooped up by the Texans, and now Sproles is unavailable. You talk about a nightmare turnout and a nightmare scenario for the Eagles, that's exactly what it is. However, some good news maybe. And I say maybe only because this player wasn't, you know, playing at a very high level to begin with. However, it's always good to have, you know, your players available to play. Lane Johnson listed as questionable despite a grade 2 MCL sprain. He practiced all week, and he's set to play through the injury on Sunday night. He said he's going to give it a go. So I don't think that he was playing at the level that he was playing last year to begin with. But still, better to have him and have the option of playing Vitae rather than having to play Vitae. 610-632-0975 is your phone number if you want to join the conversation on Twitter. As well, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Coming up, we have one more segment where it's just you and me solo. Then we tune in, I'm sure, to This Week in Pro Football. Feel good about the pick segment coming off a 3-0 week.
didn't make up any ground on Pat Callahan, though, because he went 2-1. So I've got a long way to go. And all of that and more is coming up. 610-632-0975. The question that we're posing on Twitter as well. Pretty simple. It's Dallas week. Does this rivalry still mean as much to you now as it did in the past? Discuss. Joe Torti taking you up until 10 o'clock right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 8 games remain. Pro Bowl wide receiver Golden Tate now on the squad. It's Dallas week, and we're talking everything Eagles
on Philadelphia's football station.
97.5 The Fanatic.
The new iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love. Like those perfect portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
And how emojis now turn every FaceTime with the kids into fun time. In fact, the only thing you'll love more than your new iPhone XR is getting it included in the price when you get an unlimited plan. That's right. Only at T-Mobile get both unlimited and a brand new iPhone XR included for just $40 a month. You can get unlimited somewhere else. Or unlimited and a phone for the same price at T-Mobile. Join today and get four lines for just $40 per line with a new iPhone XR included for each line. That's $30 for the plan and $10 for the iPhone after qualifying trade-in and auto-pay. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today.
$40 per line for four lines after 36 monthly bill credits. Essentials customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using greater than 50 gigs per month. Video at 480p for well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees. If you cancel service, remaining balances due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus $20.84 per month for 36 months. Full price $749.99, 0% APR.
It's that time of year again to consider replacing your old Driechty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. So delay no further and call my good friends at Guided Door and Window. You'll feel at ease with the no obligation, no pressure approach of the free in-home consultation with one of Guida's knowledgeable reps as they work to assess your needs and provide quality window and door options at an affordable price. And if you decide that Guida is the right company for you, you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of their expertly installed, highly energy efficient windows and doors without putting any money down, and you'll get the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Not to mention, you'll also receive 20% instant savings off all windows and doors. So that's 20% off all windows and doors, $0 down, and 0% interest payments for up to 3 full years. But you must act now. This offer is for a limited time and restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today and schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. The number is 1-877-GO-GUIDA or check them out online at GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, get up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $500 in instant savings, like a GE Appliances high-efficiency top-load washer and electric dryer. Right now, just $4.28 each. Black Friday priced early. This is how to clean up for the holidays with Black Friday savings on appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas dryer extra instant savings require a minimum purchase of 2 select appliances to qualify. See store for details. Valid through November 29th.
It's the little things, like gifting yourself at Peebles. November 8th through 11th, when you spend $75 or more in-store with your Peebles credit card, you'll get to pick one of three free experiences. Either a photo shoot for your family, a luxurious beauty treatment, or 2 Fandango movie tickets up to a $30 value. Simply save your receipt and submit your registration form within 14 days of purchase. Earn your free experience at Peebles, November 8th through 11th. Peebles. Little things mean everything. One submission per customer. Terms apply. Visit stage.com/giftyourself.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Open 24/7. Available bets include pro and college football and basketball, baseball, hockey, tennis, soccer, and more. Make this season even more fun by placing your wager on your favorites today and scoring your own winning record at the book. Harrah's Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West Bar in Atlantic City. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The reviews are in. Philly's newest sports bar is now its best sports bar. Stats on 17th. Located in the heart of Rittenhouse, Stats on 17th has over 30 screens showing all of the college and pro games, great food, smoking hot waitresses, and bartenders with drink specials during all the games. Philadelphia finally has the great sports bar to watch the Birds, Sixers, and Flyers. Stats on 17th, 111 South 17th Street below Davio's. If you want to watch Philly sports with real fans, there is only one way. Stats on 17th. Stats on 17.com.
Hey guys, Andrea Helfrich with the Flyers here, and I'm about to give you the scoop on a ticket package you're going to love. It's called the Flyers Adidas Pack, and not only does it include a ticket to your choice of select Flyers games, but you also get a custom Adidas long sleeve tee plus the Adidas duffel bag that the players use. The best part, the Adidas pack starts at just $55. So go grab yours for select upcoming games right now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
This is Trey Thomas for Golden Nugget Jewelers. Are you in the market for an engagement ring? Purchase your ring from Golden Nugget Jewelers from now until Thanksgiving for your chance to win two tickets to the Birds game on December 3rd against Washington. The winner will also receive a Philadelphia Eagles prize pack. Golden Nugget Jewelers, located at 800 Chestnut Street in Philly, is family-owned for over 30 years and a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles, the Flyers, and the Sixers.
Don't miss the ribbon-cutting event at Recovery Centers of America at Devon on Wednesday, November 14th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Visit the community events page on 975thefanatic.com for details.
Philly's official Sixers station, 975 The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti here with you, 97.5 The Fanatic. Happy Saturday morning. Hope that you and yours are doing well. Dylan McKinnon's producing. Coming up at the top of the hour, This Week in Pro Football with Pat Callahan begins. I'll stick around until noon. Your phone number to join the conversation, 610-632-0975. Talking Sproles, talking Dallas Week, and of course, a little bit of Sixers talk was sprinkled in there as well. Let's go back to the phones. Ari's up next on The Fanatic. What's happening, Ari?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Tremendous. How are you?
I'm good. So, yeah, I wanted to talk about Sproles and a little bit about Dallas, the Dallas rivalry as well. But first with Sproles, you know, to your point about saying they picked Sproles over Blount and wasted a roster spot, I don't know. I mean, we don't know exactly what's going on with Sproles and his hamstring. I would have to think that it was possible for him to come back earlier, depending on how he healed up, because they were pretty quick to put Mac Hollins on the IR when we thought that was week to week, and that was at a position where the Eagles lacked some depth too. So
sure.
I don't know about the injury, but I would have to think that there was a possibility that Sproles was going to be able to come back at some point.
Well, Ari, so let me ask you a question, because now you have a couple points. First, with the injured reserve, like, eligible to return, now you have, like, as many as three players that are eligible to return from injury, so you don't have to designate the one. I don't know why that wouldn't have worked. But the other thing is, and this might be more to the point, they haven't done one rational thing when it comes to Darren Sproles. When it comes to Darren Sproles, it seems like the Eagles are emotional in the way that they deploy him and the way that they use him, and they're like almost sentimental when you have him start the season and run in between the tackles and stuff. They just haven't done anything with Sproles that makes a whole lot of sense this year.
That part I do agree with. I think they haven't used, honestly, they haven't used their running backs in the right way all year. I mean, you have Josh Adams with those pitches. That's
right.
Absolutely. That's the 6'2", 230. You run them in between the tackles. Sproles is the one you throw outside. I think where the Eagles made the big mistake is with releasing DeAndre Carter. I think they expected Sproles to be back, and I think that was a mistake. And my final comment, Joe, on Dallas Week.
Yes,
I am pumped for Sunday night. I still get into the Dallas rivalry. I want the Eagles to beat Dak Prescott into submission. I want them to sack him 10 times. I want to crush the Cowboys this week.
Ari, good stuff, man. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Yep, that it's interesting what he brings up about Sproles. I have one other thing that somebody tweeted in. I don't want to read it now, but if the callers don't make this point, I want to talk about it, because it's the Darren Sproles conversation, without, you know, inflating its value too much, is kind of central. It's one of the issues that has affected the Eagles' record negatively this year. The fact that you haven't been able to utilize your running backs, like Ari said, in the way that you'd want to, or in the ideal way. There is a tweet that I'm going to get to in a second. First, David in South Philly's up next. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Awesome. How are you?
Good. I agree with all the points that you were making about Darren Sproles. I think he's been very much mismanaged from start to finish. There's been so much collateral damage of keeping him on the roster spot, signing him, not signing LeGarrette Blount, releasing DeAndre Carter. I think they must have had a more realistic understanding of his injury. The fact that he had two injuries last year, one of them is, you know, incredibly hard to come back from,
yep,
especially at his age. I don't really see how he saw that he was going to come back, be a contributor, be reliable, and why to keep him kind of stringing them along, stringing the fans along every single week when we know that going up to the trade deadline, that had implications. And now, dropping a punt returner, special teams player that immediately gets scooped up by another team that you're going to have to play later in the season, by the way.
Right, yeah.
I think that that was a huge snafu on the part of the management. I don't think that the big problem is really from a coaching standpoint. I think they, if you only put Darren Sproles out there to run on the outside, you put him in there, they know that you're going to run on the outside. So I don't have a huge problem with trying to run him between the tackles. But I just think putting any sort of stock in him was not a wise decision. And the damage is done at this point. I don't really think that we can do much more other than just wait and see if he actually does come back. And if he can contribute, that's great. But I don't really see any more damage that can be done by keeping him around.
I think the damage, David, thanks for the phone call, man. The damage is done. Like you said, the roster spot-wise and everything else. Here's what I'll say. This is one of my biggest pet peeves when it comes to, David was right on the money, right up until he said, you've got to keep the deception alive. And if you only run Darren Sproles outside or whatever, that's you're giving it away what you're going to do. I don't care about that. The Saints literally won a Super Bowl by having when Pierre Thomas was in, they were passing and he was pass blocking. When Mark Ingram was in, they were running. And when Darren Sproles was in, he was catching a pass. There was no deception to the way that the Saints used their backs whatsoever. And they won a Super Bowl that way. So I'm not worried about that. Not even a little bit. The deception, in my opinion, deception is so overrated in the NFL versus actual execution of plays and talent winning out and everything. I don't see anything that suggests that, the Eagles should worry about deception, and that's a reason to run Darren Sproles up the middle on gut plays and dive plays. Chef Works at UV Harvey tweets in, can't blame the Birds for taking Sproles over Blunt since they already had Ajayi with similar big back skills. Can't predict future injuries and both had their share last season. Scat back / returner skill set was needed. I would actually disagree. Normally I would agree with that logic. But Harvey, in this case, I disagree. First of all, you do kind of already have receiving back type people in Wendell Smallwood and in Corey Clement. You also had returners that you kind of brought in, DeAndre Carter and some of these other guys that you had confidence in. Shelton Gibson in the preseason, if we're talking about hindsight, that was a guy who a lot of people saw taking a big step forward. And not only that, if you're Howie Roseman and you can't predict that a 35-year-old coming off of a season where he got injured twice on one play, a 35-year-old, smaller, lesser-built running back versus LeGarrette Blount, if you can't decide which of those is less likely to be injured, then you shouldn't have a job. I don't think that that's the premise. I don't think that he kept Darren Sproles because he thought, I can't predict that he's going to get injured. At 35 years old, when running backs are breaking down anyway, you should be able to predict that he's going to get injured. It's not the same as, Kelvin Benjamin tearing his ACL in practice or Deshaun Watson tearing his ACL in practice or any of these other freak things. Even Carell Buckhalter. I will even give Carell Buckhalter the benefit of the doubt because at least when he was tearing his knees up, he was still a younger guy. Soft tissue injuries for a 34-plus-year-old running back, you should be able to predict that. That's not, you can't predict. It happens to everyone. So he doesn't get a pass there from me. Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in. Mitch, sit tight. We're going to get to you with This Week in Pro Football. You can also interact with the show on Twitter at Joe Torti, at 97.5 The Fanatic. And coming up at the top of the hour, you can also, you don't need to wait till the top of the hour. You can do it now. follow Pat Callahan on Twitter at TWIPF Pat, as This Week in Pro Football is right around the corner. Thank you very much to Dylan McKinnon, who produced this program. Want to remind you.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. This weekend's programming brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Don't miss the ribbon cutting event at Recovery Centers of America at Devon on Wednesday, November 14th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Visit the community events page at 975thefanatic.com for details. Stay tuned for This Week in Pro Football.
97.5 The Fanatic.